Hey, how you doing? I'm Elton, and welcome to Modernizing .NET Apps for IT Pros, a series on using Docker to modernize traditional applications. This is the first of five videos showing you how you can use Docker to bring old Windows apps into the modern world, so you can move them to the cloud, or onto new infrastructure, or just consolidate applications on existing infrastructure, all without changing code. My starting point is a .NET 3.5 application running on Windows Server 2003. It's a typical traditional application, difficult to deploy, complex to maintain, and expensive to change. I'll use an automated tool to migrate the application to Docker. That will give me a portable unit that I can run in the cloud or in the data center, and the app will run in the same way everywhere. The Docker version is much more lightweight than the VM, so I can run containerized apps on less infrastructure, and the Docker platform makes it easy to add security in depth into your own applications. In this video, I'll walk through what I'll be covering in the rest of the series. Firstly, what are traditional applications? They're the sort of apps where companies are spending 80% of their IT budget just to keep things running. They could be any age and use any technology stack, but they have some common traits. They're expensive and time-consuming to maintain. That's because they don't have automated test suites or automated deployment processes. Releasing an update means a lot of manual work. The operations team need to copy files around, update configuration settings, run Windows installers, and click all the right buttons. Then business users need to test the release with manual test scripts, checking for regressions, as well as verifying any new features. Large enterprise apps often need an entire weekend scheduled for a deployment, which is so expensive that updates only happen 3 or 4 times a year. Traditional apps are difficult to administer between deployments too. They're often snowflake designs, where every app has its own approach to logging and instrumentation. There's no consistent way to manage apps, so you end up with multiple tools held together with manual processes to look after the applications that keep the business running. And even when they're working fine, traditional apps typically cost more to run than they should. The frameworks and dependencies between apps are not well understood, so by default, they get run with higher levels of isolation than they really need. VMs are hugely underutilized if they're running a single workload or a small number of similar workloads, but that's what happens with traditional apps because it's safer than trying to consolidate them onto shared VMs. You can move traditional apps into Docker and address all of those issues without having to change the app. The Docker ROI calculator is a great tool for estimating how much you can consolidate existing workloads and how much you can save by moving to Docker. Docker is an application platform. It's a new way of running apps in lightweight, isolated units called containers. Each app runs in its own container, and inside the container, the app thinks it's running on a dedicated server. The container is set up with everything the app needs, including the runtime framework, dependencies, application binaries, and configuration. But the processes hosting the application are actually running directly on the server. There's no intermediate layer. That makes containers super efficient. They don't add any overhead to running the app, but they do provide strong isolation. Docker lets you run traditional apps on servers with high levels of density while still keeping the apps isolated. A server which can host 10 VMs can easily run 50 or more containers. And applications in containers all have the same shape. You start, stop, monitor, and manage containers using the same tools, whether they're running a 10-year-old .NET 2 WebForms app or a brand new .NET Core Web API. Containers give consistency to administering your apps, whether they're new or traditional. The Docker platform also takes care of packaging and distributing applications. You package apps for Docker using a simple script called a Dockerfile. The Dockerfile language is easy to pick up, and in this series I'll show you a tool that automatically generates Dockerfiles from .NET applications. Docker executes the instructions in the Dockerfile to build an image, which is effectively one big file that contains your entire application stack. That could be Windows, IIS, ASP.NET, and your own app all bundled into one portable unit. You distribute the app by sharing that image on a Docker registry, and that could be a public registry or a private server where you control who can access the image. On any machine running Docker, you can download the image and run the app, and it will work in the same way everywhere. You don't need IIS or ASP.NET installed on your host to run a web application container, you just need Docker. Everything the app needs is packaged in the Docker image. In this series, I'll walk you through the whole app modernization process with Docker. Part 2 starts with a .NET 3.5 web app running on Windows Server 2003. I'll migrate the app to Docker using the free Image to Docker tool and run it in a container on my Windows 10 machine. In Part 3, I'll show how Docker makes the app portable. I'll push the application image to Docker Trusted Registry, then run the app in a container on a Windows Server VM in the cloud. I'll also run SQL Server in a container and show you how to define distributed applications using Docker. Part 4 covers the update workflow. I'll stand up a staging environment using Docker Cloud to provision a highly available cluster running in Azure. I'll deploy the app to that environment using the same Docker images and then demonstrate a zero downtime update. That's all automated in Docker, it takes seconds, and it's the same process for application updates and Windows updates. In the final part, I look at Docker in production, using Docker Enterprise Edition Advanced, which you can run in the cloud or in your data center. I'll deploy my application using the same images with Docker Universal Control Plane, and show you how role-based access control and image signing give you fine-grained control over who can do what in your Docker estate. Along the way, I'll also show you how you can add monitoring to your app, relay log entries to Docker, use secure secret management for confidential data, and even integrate apps running in containers with services running outside of the Docker platform. In this video, I've talked about the problems of traditional applications and the benefits you get from moving them to Docker. You can do that without changing code. In fact, you don't even need access to the source code to move your application to Docker. Running a traditional app in Docker makes it portable, easy to secure, and more efficient to run. If you're moving applications to the cloud or onto new hardware, or you just want to consolidate workloads on existing hardware, Docker makes that easy. In the rest of the series, I'll show you exactly what Docker can do for your apps. I'll start by moving an old .NET application from a Windows Server VM into a Docker container. That's coming in Part 2 of Modernizing .NET Applications for IT Pros.